You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Something strange is going on. Who is killing Russian billionaires?
Another Russian oligarch has been found dead. Reports suggest that he hanged himself.
Fell out of a window. Slashed his wrists. Was poisoned. Murdered his whole family.
Last year, more than a dozen Russian oligarchs died in the space of 9 months. Many of the deaths are suspicious, with links to the Kremlin. This is Sad Oligarch, an investigation into these recently dead Russian billionaires. It's created by me, Jake Hanrahan, and my colleague, Sergei Slipchenko. Sad Oligarch is a H11 production for Coolzone Media and iHeartRadio. In the space of a year, more than a dozen rich Russian businessmen have died in either brutal or mysterious circumstances. Many fell out of windows, some had heart attacks, and a few even killed their whole families before committing suicide. The official line from the Russian authorities is that most of these deaths were accidents or violent consequences of mental illness. And maybe that's true. But considering the majority of these dead rich Russians are either outright oligarchs or have other links to the Kremlin, it's possible that something much darker is taking place. These deaths have all occurred within the backdrop of the Ukraine war, a brutal invasion that has shown the whole world that Russia's President Putin is both ruthless and brazen. Maybe the Kremlin has been tying up loose ends or making examples of those who go against them, as several of these dead oligarchs have. For some, war can actually be bad for business. In this project, Sad Oligarch, I'll be investigating the numerous strange deaths of these rich Russian businessmen. I'll be doing this with my friend and colleague, journalist Sergei Slipchenko. We believe that to understand how these businessmen died is to understand more realistically how the Kremlin truly operates. Now, of course, we're not the only reporters to have done this. We're relying on the work of many other sources and people who are helping us. Some of them can't be named. To appreciate the relevance of these deaths, I think it's best to first understand the role of the oligarch within Russia. Now, side note, we do have oligarchy in the West as well. We just tend to refer to it by different terms such as lobbying. Anyway, for this series, we'll be focusing on Russia. Now, admittedly, not all of the dead Russians in this series are necessarily starred-up oligarchs. They've often been branded as such by Western media, but it doesn't always apply. The lines are blurry. We're using the term loosely to help understand a complicated situation. Ultimately, though, all the dead businessmen were wealthy via employment in Kremlin-linked business or otherwise had connections to the Russian government, oligarch branding or not. But what actually is an oligarch? An oligarch, put simply, is a wealthy businessman with deep political power and connections to government. Whilst Russia has a specifically recent history of oligarchs since the fall of the Soviet Union, the oligarch is by no means a Russian concept only. However, in Russia, oligarchs are often very useful for the government when they're trying to dodge sanctions. This is usually due to the complicated structure of their firms and shareholdings. We'll go into this in detail in a later episode. As you'll see, many of the dead Russian businessmen of the last 12 months share several characteristics with the tried and tested oligarchs. One of the first murders we're looking into occurred just 1 month after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. This is what happened to Vasily Melnikov. On March 23rd, 2022, affluent Russian businessman Vasily Melnikov, 41, was found dead alongside his family in their upscale Moscow apartment in the Nizhny Novgorod area. The family nanny discovered them. They'd all been stabbed to death. Vasily, his wife and their two sons, aged 4 and 10 years old. The killings were brutal and tragic. Straight away, some European media outlets speculated that it could be a contract killing, an assassination. According to the police in Moscow, though, it was a murder-suicide. They state that Vasily stabbed his own family to death before killing himself, also with a knife. Case closed. There's currently no verified indication as to why this atrocity happened. Outwardly, things seemed to be going well for Vasily Melnikov. Him and his family had just returned from a luxury holiday in the Maldives, and Vasily's company, Medstom, had just secured a lucrative $3.5 million contract. However, despite this success, an unnamed source told Russian media that Vasily was apparently suicidal and had confided this to his wife. There's no indication, though, as to why he would so callously take his whole family with him. Now, on the face of it, this could just be a case of a rich guy who went berserk and killed his whole family before committing suicide. Maybe it really is an open and shut case. It's possible. Sadly, things like that do happen. However, when me and Sergi started looking into the Melnikov murder-suicide, we noticed a few unusual details. What specifically caught our eye was one of the knives used in the killings. In one of the crime scene photos, the murder weapon, a tactical-style knife, was seen resting on a kitchen unit with blood on the end of the blade. Molded into the handle was the insignia of Russia's Special Rapid Response Team. They used the acronym SOBR, which was also visible in the handle of the knife. The SOBR, or SOBR, is an elite force in Russia, which was originally formed to deal with domestic anti-terrorism situations and high-level organized crime. They even fought against rebels in the Chechen and Dagestani wars. The knife at the crime scene appears to belong to the SOBR. Sergi explains.
The knife was like part of the evidence, the SOBR knife. SOBR is a Russian, basically SWAT. It's like a special forces unit in the police. They were disbanded after like the early 2000s. But at that time, they were like the elite kind of police, like counter-terrorist organization. I think the West also has this, where when you join like one of these groups, you get like a knife, kind of like, I guess they're like badge of honor.
As Sergi mentioned, the SOBR was at one point dissolved. This was in 2002. It was reclassified and given a new name. Later, though, in 2012, an evolved version of these units was rearranged more broadly as Special Forces and given the old name of the SOBR. Whilst under different branches of control, the new SOBR is in many ways the same as the original. In 2022, SOBR units took part in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It seems that the idea was that they'd be put in place to crush riots in Kiev once the Russian military had taken the city. The Kremlin believed this would happen quickly. They were wrong. Ukrainian military and armed volunteers defended the capital. Over a year later, the nearest Russian position is around 500 kilometers away from Kiev. During the initial attacks on Kiev in February 2022, there are reports that a whole unit of the SOBR was killed on the outskirts of the city. So that's the SOBR. A knife of theirs is clearly not your average homeware item. Yet this was to hand, allegedly, for Vasily Melnikov when he killed his whole family and then himself.
What they found at the scene was a Sober knife. Here it says there were multiple knives, but this one was specifically photographed, and it caught my attention because, like, you could see the insignia on it, whereas the other knives are just kind of plain. And, you know, this could be a replica. It could be something he was gifted. But it's just interesting that he has this potentially memorabilia, potentially an actual knife from the group. From what I can tell, he wasn't a part of anything. He wasn't a part of, like, any police units, any of these special forces. But, I mean, technically that is the only way you get one, like a legitimate one, right? But again, who knows?
Where this knife is actually from is important. If it's genuine, at the very least, it shows Vasily Melnikov had some connection to someone who was once a member of the SOBR, even if he just bought it from them as a collectible or was gifted it. And if it wasn't Vasily's knife, whose was it?
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Over the last decade of my career as a journalist, I've covered dozens of wars on the ground all over the world. From the trenches of East Ukraine to the barricades of East Jerusalem, I've never actually seen any fighters put that much value into a combat knife other than it being a useful tool. I've seen people cut rope with them or open a can of food, but otherwise it's hardly used as a weapon on the front lines. If anything, I've seen them passed around a few times as a sort of collectible or war trophy. But generally, in my experience at least, it's something fighters will have at war, but again, it's just more of a tool than anything else. So, perhaps Vasily Melnikov fought somewhere and picked this knife up along the way and kept it as a sort of souvenir. It's possible. But neither Sergei or myself could find any information on Vasily Melnikov fighting in any wars. Not one that the SOBR units fought in, no old photos on his social media, no mention of previous service, nothing. It's likely he didn't fight. Still though, this SOBR knife was found in his apartment and was used in the murder of his family. Due to its specific connection to the Russian government and its numerous armed forces, we, of course, want to find out where it's from. So, I reached out to several different knife collectors and experts to see if they could shed any light on the knife. A few of them who really know their stuff are associated with the conflict journalism collective that I run, Popular Front. At Popular Front, we have a network all over the world where people with very niche esoteric knowledge on war and conflict come together. And so, some of our people happen to know a lot about combat knives, both collectible and practical. Speaking to these people, it became clear that the SOBR knife pictured in the crime scene photos is an NR43 knife. A relatively inexpensive scout knife first created in 1943 and issued to Russian special forces. Either that or it's a replica. Still, the design matches exactly with the Russian special forces scout knives. Whilst the crime scene photo of the knife is a bit out of focus, a specific logo can be seen on the blade of the knife. The logo looks like the infinity symbol or the number 8. It's the logo of AIR's Latoust, a large Russian knife manufacturer. They make decent knives that are generally pretty accessible. You can buy a brand new NR43 knife, for example, from Latoust in Europe for around 100 euros. So the knife was manufactured by AIR's Latoust. However, there isn't a single one of their NR43 knife for sale anywhere that has the SOBR medallion molded into the handle the same way as the Melnikov murder weapon. There aren't currently any commercially available NR43 knives like that. So where did it come from? We thought maybe theoretically at some point a specific SOBR unit could have commissioned a batch of bespoke knives from AIR's Latoust to award to some of its fighters. It's quite possible. Now, this company is obviously not going to tell us the specific details of another customer's purchases, especially if it actually was SOBR. But we wanted to know if we could order the same bespoke knife. That would tell us something at least. We reached out to AIR's Latoust to see if this was possible, essentially acting as a customer. They said, quote, "Yes, such an order with such an emblem can be completed," end quote. Later, they sent us a mock-up of what it would look like. Instead of the knife with the SOBR medallion molded into the plastic of the handle, they sent us a version that would have the SOBR insignia laser engraved onto the hilt of the blade. Whilst that's not the same knife as what Vasily Melnikov apparently killed himself and his whole family with, it's pretty close. My point being, it's definitely possible that this knife could have been produced by someone unrelated to the SOBR. But still, why did Vasily Melnikov have it if it was just a random replica? He was a multi-millionaire, and the quality of the knife is largely unremarkable. Here's what our knife collector associate had to say about the blade.
It didn't really strike me as anything particularly special. Just your typical combat type knife that you'd see for sale anywhere from some sort of a gas station or junk shop all the way through maybe an outdoors tactical or a surplus type shop. As far as construction goes, it's not anything particularly high end, definitely not custom. Just your typical machine-made, mass-produced item.
So, if the blade doesn't appear to be particularly special superficially, maybe it had some sentimental value for Vasily Melnikov. Or, as others seem to believe, maybe it wasn't his at all. Online in Russia, there are various theories and rumors going around about Vasily Melnikov and the slaughter of his family. Many believe he was killed on behalf of the Russian government. In fact, so many Russian oligarchs have died in the last year that it's become somewhat of a running joke. Vasily was just another one. Even pro-Russian Telegram channels linked to Russian units fighting in Ukraine joke about the likelihood of being bumped off by their own government. For example, the operator of the Russian propaganda Telegram channel Grey Zone, with more than 400,000 members, wrote recently saying, quote, "Once I was having a cup of tea with a comrade from the general staff of the armed forces of Russia, talking about the various risks and consequences of saying certain things in this channel on Telegram. I jokingly said that one day I might fall out of a window, to which my comrade replied, 'Bro, if the generals want to eliminate you by throwing you from a window, they'll most likely throw you from the first floor.'" End quote. As we'll find out later in this series, falling out of the window is something many Russian oligarchs have recently had in common. Plenty of people online in Russia have found the whole situation suspicious. Now, I don't speak Russian, but Sergei does. He found numerous comments relating to the Vasily Melnikov murders.
There's a lot of speculations, you know, a lot of them say like, oh, look at them cleaning out, you know, referring to like whoever's higher up kind of maybe cutting, closing loose ends or getting rid of like people who might know some, like have dirt on them, you know. It's all over the place, you know. Mostly you see this on ВКонтакте, like their VK, like Facebook kind of counterpart. You see this on the actual articles because, you know, you can post anonymously. So a lot of people will say like, oh, smell suspicious, or like, oh, is this, do you really want us to believe this? Doesn't go like anywhere from that. But, you know, it's interesting to see that a lot of people are voicing the fact that like this sounds like bullshit. It almost seems like they're used to it. They're kind of like, oh, there goes another one. It's nothing new to them.
That said, rumors and theories on the internet are just rumors and theories on the internet. We don't know if they hold any weight. Often they don't. What we do know, though, is that the police in Russia say that Vasily Melnikov killed his whole family. A brutal act beyond most people's imagination. This crime is so awful that it even has its own terminology. It's often referred to as familicide, and the perpetrators as family annihilators.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
To get a better understanding of this horror, I spoke to Professor Elizabeth Yardley. She's a professor of criminology at Birmingham University in the UK. She's studied family annihilation at length and has authored several papers on it.
When this individual kills their family, so that is often their wife or female partner and their biological children, and in some cases, they then kill themselves as well. And in other cases, they don't. So it is the wiping out, essentially, of the entire nuclear family unit in one particular event.
Right. And you've done a lot of research on this. Obviously, it's a case-by-case basis. But is there any kind of idea that's shared by people as to why people do this? Because it's extremely violent. It's just unbelievable to anyone that's saying that someone would kill their own family. Is there any kind of consensus on why this might happen?
Yeah, I think for me, the two key words are control and possession. When I look at cases of family annihilation, the family members who are murdered, very often they're not seen as living, breathing human beings with their own hopes and dreams and freedoms and choices. Mm. They're seen as objects that are possessed by the perpetrator. They are things that the perpetrator owns, and therefore the perpetrator can do, you know, what he wants with them. And these cases are really interesting because a lot of the coverage of the cases will present these as cases where somebody snapped, somebody's lost it. They've gone overnight from, you know, a loving, caring father figure to, you know, a homicidal maniac. And that just doesn't happen. Snapping isn't actually a thing. And when you look in detail at these cases, when you find out the details about these families and their lives, what you often come across is quite significant histories of domestic abuse, of coercive and controlling behavior, of very kind of domineering head of the household type figures. So it does make sense when you look at it in that broader context. And I don't think I've come across a single case where somebody has just, you know, snapped and lost it in an instant. That doesn't tend to happen.
Do you think that it's a case of someone over the years or over a certain amount of time kind of fermenting these ideas and, you know, getting more angry? Or do you think this is something that someone potentially kind of always had in them?
I think it's something that they've always had in them, because the way that they think about their family, the way they think about other people, that is an element of their personality. That's very much part and parcel of them. To be controlling is normal for them. To be possessive is normal for them. To be abusive is normal for them. So this is the key thing about all of the family annihilations that I've covered. Like, it's more about continuity than it is about change.
Right.
And very often these individuals are quite good at maintaining like a facade of normality and respectability and this veneer, which most people don't really get to see behind. So it is really shocking when this kind of thing happens. But very often you speak to people who are kind of known intimately to those involved in a crime like this, and they're like, he was an awful person.
Right.
You know, he was just very good at claiming that he wasn't.
This case that I'm looking at with this guy in Russia, this Melnikov guy, the thing with him is, though, he just come off of a very luxurious holiday with his two children and his wife in the Maldives. He just made a deal on a $3.5 million business contract, and he had a really nice flat in an upmarket part of Moscow. On the outside, like, everything was going good for him. Now, allegedly, he told his wife he was depressed, but the source for that is kind of like anonymous person that told a Russian government media channel, so it's not exactly reliable. But he seemed to have everything going for him. Yet he apparently, according to the Russian police, killed his whole family using a series of different knives. Also then killed himself. He seemed to kind of have everything going for him. Do you see that kind of stuff happen as well? Do people do this even if, you know, everything financial is okay? And, you know, I mean, who knows what is going through someone's head? But I don't know. This guy didn't seem to be losing things. It was quite the opposite.
No, that doesn't really ring true for me. If he's seeing a particular level of success, and like you said, he's got this big multi-million pound contract in the offing, and if he's, you know, quite well healed and things are going well, that's not the time when this sort of thing tends to happen. When you've got situations where, you know, large amounts of money are involved, it's normally when there's the threat of losing that money,
right,
when that's like a real thing. And the murders are essentially a way of sort of regaining control, essentially, because for a lot of these guys, the family is a way of kind of displaying success. It's their indicator to the world that they've made it. You know, they're economically successful, they've got money. And if you think of, you know, that the vast expense that comes with having a family, the family home, and very often some expensive leisure pursuits and hobbies and that kind of thing, and these grand holidays in the Maldives, that's basically announcing to the rest of the world, I've made it, and look, my family are helping me perform my success to the rest of the world. When there's the threat of that money kind of going away, the family doesn't serve a function anymore, because for these guys, the family is a way of performing success. There isn't any real sort of genuine emotion or kind of attachment to the people in the family. They're simply props. And when the fuel essentially runs out, the money runs out, it's like, oh, well, you know, that they're not serving their purpose anymore. I'm kind of finished with them, and I'm done with this, and I'm going to take it all down in the final kind of act of control.
Some of his neighbors were saying that he'd recently hired a bodyguard to kind of take his kids to school, which, I mean, I don't know, but that doesn't scream to me a guy that is, you know, quite happily ready to just kill his family if he wants to protect his kids.
Yeah. It really doesn't resonate with me in terms of that kind of family annihilator, because they will do this. They will carry out these murders and end their own lives before everything goes horribly wrong. Yeah. It doesn't really stack up for me.
What is also interesting to me, so in this research that we're doing, we have found people that are, you know, in some ways connected in the way that they're Russian millionaires and billionaires and they have some connections to the state. I mean, they don't know each other. I'm sure they knew of each other, some of them. But in some way, they're connected. And there's over a dozen of these so-called oligarchs that are dead. And two, at least two, maybe we think three, did this family annihilation.
It is an incredibly rare phenomenon. Having a clustering of them like this is relatively unusual, especially within, you know, similar circles, within the same nation, within a particular time period. It would seem quite anomalous to me.
Yeah, and at least two of them. So the two that we know for certain annihilated their whole families. There's two children that survived that, you know, they were older, they weren't in the house. Both of them have said that there's just no way. Like, there is no way that they did this. But again, I mean, I guess we have heard that before. Do you think that's like a... I don't know. Do you think that's worth listening to? I mean, these are members of this guy's family. Like, literally, they're other children. But I guess their children would say that. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, the very fact that biological children of the alleged perpetrator have survived tells me that this is very different from any family annihilation I've come across before, because when the perpetrator takes their family out, they take everybody out. They make sure that those children are home for the weekend or that they're all together as a family. They don't leave anybody behind. All the members of that particular nuclear family unit, the perpetrator takes them all out. They won't leave somebody behind. That's quite odd.
Have you seen cases before where they've committed familicide or whatever you call it, they've killed their whole family, and have you seen situations where they've made sure that everyone was there, they've called someone in, they made sure it's a family weekend or a dinner or something like that?
Yeah, and several of these cases that we came across happened on the family holiday, the one time when they were all together, you know, without any sort of outside influence, that they might be in a different country. But no, there's a very deliberate attempt to make sure that nobody can get away, essentially, and that everybody's contained within the same space. So, to have people surviving who are part of that nuclear family unit is really quite strange to me. I mean, it might be that we've discovered a whole new type of family annihilator here.
Right.
You know? But this doesn't fit with anything I've ever seen before, to be honest. I think if you were to develop a checklist for, you know, characteristics associated with family annihilation, like, this would not be on that checklist.
Now, that's all not to say that Vasily Melnikov didn't do it, but it clearly doesn't quite fit the pattern of behaviour of other family annihilators. Not according to Professor Yardley, someone who knows a lot about this. Something else that seems a bit off, as I mentioned, is the claim that Vasily Melnikov hired a bodyguard for his kids, at least according to his neighbours. Why, if he was planning to kill his family, would he hire someone to protect them? The neighbours said they'd seen the bodyguard taking the children to school, the children who would, sadly, be murdered later on. There are also rumours, again from the neighbours, that Vasily had a murky past, possibly involved with criminal networks in other cities. Still, these are just rumours. What isn't rumour, though, is Vasily Melnikov's autopsy report. According to that, Vasily had a stab wound in his foot. So if we take the official story as truth, Vasily stabbed his family to death with at least two different knives and then stabbed himself in the foot before killing himself outright. Maybe, or maybe the stab to the foot was a defense wound. And maybe, as some people speculate, the two different knives were held by two different people. Maybe Vasily had upset some people. Maybe those people killed Vasily Melnikov and his family as a punishment and a warning to other oligarchs who don't play ball. We don't know. It's just a theory. Unfortunately, in this series, you won't get definitive answers. Real life doesn't always get tied up in a bow, especially not when looking into the deaths of the Russian elite. We don't exactly know what happened to Vasily Melnikov or many of the other oligarchs we'll cover. What we do know is that a suspicious pattern emerges the closer you look into the deaths of these rich Russian businessmen.
Thank you.
Sad Oligarch is a H11 production for Cool Zone Media and iHeart Radio. Hosted, produced, researched, and edited by me, Jake Hanrahan, and Sergei Slipchenko. Co-produced by Sophie Lichterman. Music by Sam Black. Artwork by Adam Doyle. Sound mix by Splicing Block. Go to jakehanrahan.com for more information.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.